Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Hello, welcome to the 55th episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. Today, I intended to do an episode on 5 simple ways to get your first paying clients, but something else is calling to me right now. So this episode is called This Is Your Reminder to Keep Going, because that is how you're going to get your first paying client. And I really want to acknowledge the hard work you are putting in. And all I can say is getting from 0 to 1 is the hardest part. It's a bit like an aeroplane taking off. That upward movement that they have to do to begin with is so hard, and it will take 80% of the energy you probably will ever put into your business. Is that initial 2 years of really trying to grow, really thinking, gosh, why is this so slow? Wondering like how long you can keep going, wondering why you keep going around in circles, wondering why it's not happening as quickly as you want it to happen. So that is what I'm going to be talking about today. Wherever you are in your business, you will always have times when it's tough. And I think we have the expectation that things should be easier than they are. And again, a great reminder that most people would never start a business because it does take a lot. It takes so much personal growth. It takes so much courage. It takes a determination to get over the obstacle of what will people think of me. So you are doing this. And I think just by being in the arena, you are doing what 90% of people will never do. So take a minute to appreciate how brave, how courageous, how determined you are for being in this arena right now. And now let's think about your dream, because I really do believe if you have a dream, it has been put there for a reason. That dream, your burning desire, didn't just randomly appear. I genuinely think if you have even an ounce of, I need to do this, then that is calling you forward for a reason. And even if you don't know that end result or what that reason is, it's there to remind you that you are here to make a difference and why you are uniquely placed to make that difference. And so leaning into our coach training, if you have that dream, you have what it takes to achieve it. You are resourceful, whole, capable, and good. Therefore, you can figure this out and you have the ability to make this happen. I also love thinking about the fact that the dream has arisen from the raw materials of your deepest talents and your truest self. So for me, for example, I often find notes that I wrote to myself when I was a kid or when I was 17, or I read one the other day that talked about wanting to do this work. And I was really young. I think I was about 20 at the time. So it's interesting when you come across those things and you think, this is the path that I am meant to take. And whether or not that feels easy, it's leading you into Mary Oliver's quote, which is, what are you going to do with your one precious life? Does it mean it's going to be easy? Of course not. That's why they call it a dream. You have to work to make it a reality. But you wouldn't have received that dream, that calling in the first place, if you didn't have what it takes buried within you, waiting to be tapped into. Take a moment to think about when you have been creative, when you've shown resilience, when you have expressed your passion, and when you have had pure grit, and remind yourself that it is all there. And you just have to keep reminding yourself, keep believing every single day that you can unlock little by little and surround yourself with supporters who will champion you when you have forgotten all of those amazing traits that you possess. And one day in the future, you will wake up and realize that your dream has become a reality and you have achieved everything that you set out to achieve. And reflecting on that, I think it's also worth saying that depending on how far you are in business, you will know that even when you get there, where you thought you always wanted to be, there will always be other challenges. And that there is no place over there where everything is easy. But the work you put in the beginning will make it a different type of hard, which is nowhere near as hard as the early days of really building your business. I honestly think that going from, say, 50K a year to 100K a year is actually pretty easy in comparison to going from zero to £1,000 in your business, which is like the biggest shift of someone actually paying you to do this work and gaining those first few paying clients. It's actually why quite a lot of business coaches aim for people further along in their business, because they know that actually that early stage before you've received any paying clients is actually really hard, and it takes a lot of building, a lot of consistency, a lot of learning to get to the point where you are established and you are attracting in those paying clients. The key to doing this is realizing that uncertainty is a part of the journey, and it weeds out those who don't have the courage and resilience required to continue. And again, I'm not saying it's easy, but I am saying that the most resilient, or the most with that absolute passion, will achieve amazing, rich businesses. So keep reminding yourself that if you remain flexible, open to possibilities, unattached to how you think this should unfold, then solutions will start to emerge and you need to have faith. I have a new client who was kind of having a bad week last week, and she'd messaged saying, like, I've been being consistent for a few months now and it's getting really hard without getting that feedback to say, you know, you're doing a good job from ideal clients. And she sent me a voice note yesterday saying, I was just about to give up on connecting with people on LinkedIn. And then I received an email back from someone I had just connected with inviting me to do a workshop for their organization. So she could not believe that within a week, something had happened from the work that she had put in that week, just on the brink of her thinking, forget this, I am quitting. So I think just keep going. And that's why at the end of this podcast, if you've ever wondered what I mean by the wise gardener keeps on watering the seed, this is what I mean. Everyone else has given up. Everyone else thinks, forget it. It's not working. It's not working. And has given up watering the seed. And the wise gardener trusts that if they continue to nurture, that seed will eventually grow into a super strong tree. I talk to my children all the time about that. And they tell me that no one will know what I'm talking about on my podcast when I say that. So I'm glad I've finally explained it in case you have ever wondered what that phrase means to me. I also wanted to cover that solutions will emerge. My first coach used to always say to me, It will emerge, Joe. And it used to drive me absolutely nuts because I just wanted to know the right answer. And it's interesting, actually, after being coached regularly for 4.5 years or so now, how I have lent into that trust so much more than I did back then. And I was a real black and white type person. What's right? What's wrong? I need to know the exact answer. I will not do anything unless I have a guarantee that this will work. And I think that maturity that I've obviously gained through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship actually shows that you can begin to trust that you are resourceful enough to be able to handle whatever comes your way, and that you can lean into the uncertainty of life, which will always be uncertain. There is no certain path for any of us. So as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep going, those answers and opportunities will start to present themselves, even if you can't see them yet. So be observant, keep an open mind, and you will start to notice all of the things lining up and all of the amazing dots connecting in ways that you had never even imagined. It's like when I look back now at my business building journey, I realize I would never have been able to do the work I'm doing now were it not for the embarrassment of my first video on social media or my first pitch to someone, which was a failure, and all of the things. Like, you have to go on the journey to be able to have the experience to be able to continue to go on that journey. So clarity will come from taking action every single day towards your dreams and not endless planning. Please do not spend too long in the planning stage. You just need to take fast, messy action, and then things will start to fall into place, and trust the process. So let me recap today's episode. Firstly, recognize that your dream is there for a reason. Don't ignore that calling. Second, believe that you do possess the abilities required to make this dream a reality, even if it doesn't feel like you have all those skills and things yet. Third, embrace uncertainty that comes with this new path. Don't resist it. Know that you are going to have to trust being the type of person to take full responsibility for you and your own life is what will make you successful. And fourth is have faith as you keep taking action. Unexpected solutions and opportunities will emerge. Fifth, the most boring part, rinse and repeat. I just had a last call with a client and she was like, I have everything I need to succeed. The problem is now, it's just a matter of continuing to do it. So your dream is yours alone to birth into the world. Stay resilient, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you will get there. So keep going. I believe in you. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalottcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, joannalottcoaching.com. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.